Despite the Gupta Gate saga and a string of failed no-confidence motions in President Jacob Zuma, South Africa's foreign business confidence has seen its highest levels in 6 months. Now, according to Gesandt Ori from the corporate and commercial firm, that's Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer, CDH, the uptick in business confidence can be attributed to the improved vehicle sales and an interest rate cut. However, recent statistics by the Center for Competition, Regulation and Economic Development reveal that top South African listed companies still seem apprehensive and are stockpiling an estimated 1.4 trillion rand in cash. Ori explains.
The South African market, I think, is relatively saturated. Although it is in a developing nation, there are segments of our market that is, I suppose, relatively mature. So if you look at, for example, retail, both food and clothing, financial services, property, they're relatively saturated. And these companies have to continue to deliver return increase and better returns for their shareholders. So they have to look elsewhere. And of course, they will look in jurisdictions across the world where they think they can get better returns for their shareholders.
So then why are foreign investors continuing to see value in the South African market?
I think the main driver of that is our relatively weak currency against the major currencies across the world. That's notwithstanding the improvement in the value of the rand over the past several months. I think it is still relatively weak compared to major currencies. So foreign investors see significant value in that. And of course, one looks at the South African landscape. We have a strong, robust, you know, financial services market, a strong banking sector. We have a good road system, notwithstanding our public transport system isn't great. And we've got a reliable telecommunications support structure. So, you know, all of that makes it attractive, I think, for foreign investors to do business here.
South Africa's political landscape significantly contributes towards the country's economic stability. Talk to us about how the current economic and political uncertainties impact business confidence in South Africa.
It obviously has a massive impact. I suppose most people would argue that it's mostly negative. But if one looks at the statistics, you probably know our business confidence index is at its highest level in 6 months since February of this year. And that has been supported by stronger vehicle sales, and we've had the first interest rate cut in nearly 5 years. So in a sense, it's almost counterintuitive. You know, you have Gupta Gate happening, you have the confidence in our president, but yet business confidence is at a high. It's somewhat confusing. I think that's what makes developing nations interesting for investors. And if you look across the world, places like India are very attractive destinations. So entrepreneurial, innovative investors look for destinations, I suppose, like South Africa, for a unique opportunity that they think will deliver positive and good returns for their shareholders.